This is a short clip of our listener question bonus episode of Start With This. To hear the full episode in which we answer many more questions and to ask questions for future episodes, become a member at startwiththispodcast.com. Art is hard. Starting is hard. If you want to start somewhere, you can start with this. You can start with this.
Well, let's start. Let's get things going so we don't run out of time here.
Okay, so this is, Jeffrey, this is a question from Marin, and this is talking about, we discussed a talk at the XOXO Festival that was discussing how to win the lottery. And Marin asks, at what point did you guys realize / decide that you were successful enough creators to start teaching people to win the lottery? Because even though you make fun of that very idea, this new podcast seems to fit that description, albeit in a more constructive way than most. Did you start feeling qualified way back when Night Vale first went viral, or was there a more recent trigger?
I mean, I don't feel like we were making fun of the idea of, like, the lottery. When, I mean, I think to briefly recap, the lottery winning idea was just that, like, being successful is kind of a lottery, especially in writing. You know, there are many people who are making, it's not a true meritocracy. And your lottery ticket is just making a thing. By making a thing, you are getting a lottery ticket, and you may or may not be successful. The fact that Night Vale was successful, people ask us why all the time. I mean, 90% of it might just be luck, like right place, right time. And it just hit a nerve that I would not know how to reverse engineer to tell somebody, here's how you make a hit show. Like, I just, times are different now. But I don't know. I don't know that I necessarily feel qualified to tell anybody anything, really. We do this because this podcast was really not a... I don't feel qualified to say, like, we are experts on each of the topics that we talk to you about. It was more, Joseph and I built our careers before we were even successful by sitting and talking to each other and going over ideas and having somebody there that sort of, like, challenges what is, you know, what is a bad trope to use, or challenges your idea of, like, oh, this is beautiful writing, or this is the type of writing, or here's a book you should read, or here's a thing you should hear that I really love. And you share those things and that back and forth. And it just seemed fun as a podcast to give that back to people and to give back the idea of, like, challenging people with assignments. I mean, I don't really know, like, at what point in time I felt successful enough to be given the right to do a podcast. I mean, I would say there was no point where I felt that way. It's just we started Night Vale with no pretension that we had any listenership whatsoever. And now we start with this, and I feel like we do have a sense that there is some listenership. So I think it's more just the spirit of this show is, should just do a thing and put it out. And that's a really hard thing to do. And I'm hoping just by these episodes coming out every couple of weeks that it just sparks somebody to be like, okay, fine, I'm pulling the trigger, I'm doing this thing.
Yeah, I would only add that, I mean, the whole joke of how to win the lottery is there's no way to teach how to win the lottery, that success is luck. And so this is absolutely not a podcast about how to win the lottery or how to find an audience or how to become successful, because those are things that are generally out of your control. This is a podcast that encourages you to make stuff. It is just about making things. We can't teach you how to become famous or rich or successful. Go listen to, I guess, is that what Joe Rogan does? I don't know what Joe Rogan does.
<I don't. laughs>
So Jeffrey, Nervous as Heck asks, I've written a ton of things that I can't imagine anyone but me having the slightest interest in reading. How do you find an audience for the weird stuff?
Oh man, that's really amazing. I think I'm going to unpack the opening part of that sentence, which is, I've written a ton of things that I can't imagine anyone but me having the slightest interest in reading. And I think I'm just going to throw a question back at you, Nervous as Heck, which is, what about it do you think people don't want to read? Or another question, there's no right or wrong answer here, but another question is this an assessment of your own work, or have you heard this from people? Do you need different friends that will say, I don't want to read your stuff? But I'm throwing it back on you, because it's really about, do you enjoy making a thing? Do you enjoy writing a thing? And if you enjoy writing things that you feel like don't connect with people as strongly as other things, if you enjoy writing those things, I think you just write them and you put them out there and you don't worry about the audience. Worrying about the audience is a totally separate question from the art of writing. It is having everything to do with running a business. And so finding the audience, maybe finding the circle of friends that you also like. I just think social media is one of the best ways to do that. I think Tumblr is dying these days, but I do think Twitter is still a thing where you can find amazing people doing cool stuff and chat with them about that. And there's probably other things that people younger than 43 years old know. Too out there to find those. And I think it's finding the circle of people that you can talk to about those things that you feel not alone in the world, that you know that there are people out there. If you're looking for a business model, then don't write weird things. Write really, really easily accessible mainstream shit. But that's not an art question.
But I mean, then I would just argue back that we became a successful business through writing weird stuff, which
I think
leads me to my one thing, which is humanity is vast. And anything that is interesting to you will be interesting to at least one other person. And so I think any writing you do, you just have to write. Never worry about who is going to be the audience for this. Just write what's interesting to you. And if it's interesting to you, it'll be interesting to at least one other person.
I think that's super fair and way less cynical than what I had to say. I think that was great. So we have our last question, which is nervous as heck. So this week's assignment from Know Your Limitations confused me. I'm primarily a long-form fiction writer, signed up for the community under the impression that all creative endeavors were welcome. I've seen visual artists, musicians, writers of many stripes, video content creators, and podcasters here. Recording a monologue seems specific to the podcast camp. I'll probably give it a shot because it seems like a fun challenge, but I'm not the only one who thinks they're in the wrong classroom. There's a post and assignment stating just that. Can someone in charge clarify?
Hi, I'm in charge.
Yay.
I mean, oh, my phone's ringing, and that's how you know I'm in charge.
It's so angelic.
I'm gonna silence my cell phone. I'm a professional podcaster, have been for almost a decade. Okay. Hi, I'm in charge. The original conception for this podcast was indeed helping people make a podcast. I think, you know, it's mainly because we get that question a lot of how do I start a podcast? And so a lot of this was, how do I start a podcast? We're like, well, let's make a show called Start With This. Mm-hmm. That is, start here. Yeah. You know, do that. That said, it's been really exciting to see other people, you know, people who do stuff that, like, I am not a visual artist. I don't have a lot to offer on specific techniques of visual art, but it's really exciting to find visual artists finding something useful in this. And I think we're going to respond to that. We're going to do some more episodes that are perhaps a bit more general in terms of artistic things rather than specific podcast stuff. We're still going to do some specific podcast stuff, mainly because that is our area of expertise. That's the thing we know the best. But we are going to try to broaden the episodes. We're going to try to respond to what the community is interested in. I do think that a lot of these assignments can be interpreted for other things. You know, say you're a writer and you're not interested in audio recording. Well, that's the easiest. You know, a lot of these assignments are write something and record it. Just cut out the second part. Just write something. If you're a visual artist, I think, you know, for instance, with this, it was taking three random images or words and building something out of it. We'll just take those three random images and words and build a visual piece. Use those as cornerstones of a visual piece. So I do think there's ways of, as an artist outside of podcasting, to interpret these assignments and work with them. And if you have any questions on, like, hi, I'd like to interpret this assignment and I'm doing this, feel free to ask it. Go on our member forum and ask, and we'll do our best to help you. We can't promise, again, because we're not experts in most anything. But we'll do our best to help you do that. I think the last thing I'd say is it's really exciting to try to do work outside of what you usually work in. Jeffrey and I are actually right now, we're in LA taking a pottery class, and it's super exciting to try to do this very difficult form of art that neither of us have any idea how to do.
Yep.
So I think I would encourage you, even if you're, say, a visual artist, try doing this. Try writing and recording something. And maybe it won't help you at all. Maybe you'll hate it. But it might just shine a new light on what you're doing and how you work, and you might find that you enjoy. I don't think either Jeffrey or I thought of ourselves as podcasters at all until we had already done like a year of a podcast.
Yeah. And I would just add, I would say, don't be, as Joseph said, don't be afraid to bend the assignment. We're going to try and make our assignments moving forward as we record that to be more inclusive sounding for people. But I think bending it to what you want, I just thought when I auditioned for the Neo Futurist back in 2006, I remember our final audition piece, it was like a two-day long workshop, 2 full days of workshopping in the callbacks of 10 of us trying to get into this company. And I remember their last assignment was you have to write a 2-minute monologue about something that is personally difficult. And I started writing a thing that night before our last day, and I just was struggling with it. And then I had this idea of like, well, one thing I find difficult is selling, like cold calls and selling things. But then I ended up just, the more I kept writing it, I ended up with a story just about how good eggs are for you. And I had like a chorus of people behind me talking about eggs. And that's what I ended up doing. And it had nothing to do with anything that was personally difficult. And after the piece, like they responded really well. My friend Rob said, he was like, I think that's what got you into the company, was that was just a really good piece. But it was the thing where, like, I completely didn't do the assignment, but I did explain to them, I was like, it didn't reflect in this, but it began with that. And I just wrote so much that this is where I ended up. And I think that, yeah, if you're writing something else, use this as a challenge to make the thing you make.
Great. So thanks so much, everyone. And if you would like your questions on future member episodes, go on our member message board. Every single time an episode goes up, we post a thread asking for questions. Go ahead and ask your questions there, and we'll answer them here.
Thanks, y'all.
To hear the rest, join us at startwiththispodcast.com. Start With This is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is produced by Julia Melfi, editing by Grant Stewart, mixing by Vincent Cascione, theme by Joseph Fink. All other music is by Caged Animals. Find more at cagedanimals.net. Very special thanks to Adam Cecil and Christy Gressman. Check out nightvalepresents.com for more information about this show and all of our other shows. Thank you for listening.